Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital and the host of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our guests, and our in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey everyone. Recently, Eric recorded a pitch he gave to a local CPA company. Here's the audio from the segment on website support and design. Hope you guys enjoy.
What I want to cover, I talked about this a little bit, and I'll try to go through this as quick as possible. There's a lot of slides here, but stop me whenever you want. What I did is I went through all these different areas of what you have out on the internet, and my job is kind of to pick it apart, right? As you can imagine, there's some good, and then there's some opportunities, right? So it's going to be a candid conversation, right? All right, websites. First of all, I think I do really like the brand. I've mentioned a couple of times when you came into our office and you had the folder, I thought it was like really nice. The logo is really crisp and the colors work very nice. And I think the fonts and everything looks really nice. So at first look at the website, it looked good. But of course I started to dig in a little bit deeper. This is a tool. It's called, I forget the name of it, Pingdom. You just give it a URL and it gives you a health report. It loads in 1.84 seconds, which is good, right? We like to see it in less than 3 seconds. So you're under 3 seconds, that's good. But there's some issues here, which results in a performance grade of 73, and this is kind of a Google score. The higher this is, the more Google likes it from a technical perspective. These are usually relatively easy to resolve once you know about them. This is not about your website, it's just about the use of mobile technology to view web pages. So it's the percentage of web pages that are viewed on a mobile phone versus desktop. Going back to 2009, as you can see, starting in 2017, the majority of web pages were viewed on a phone, not desktop. So what that means is that when you're talking about how a web page looks, you really have to consider the phone more than the desktop. More people are using their phones to get to it. So I looked at the speed.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Did you get your thing when you got
here? I got it somewhere. Okay. And if we need to wrap up, I get it.
No, it's not that. I just want to make sure.
Sometimes these things drag on just because there's so much to go over. Here you go, thanks. So I looked at, this is from Google. This is a Google screenshot. Google will tell you how fast your website is on mobile, and it says that it takes roughly 9 seconds with 3G. And you know, a lot of people have 4G, but still. Which they rank as poor, in the poor spectrum for financial websites. And they estimate that 29% of the people that are trying to get to your website on a mobile device are giving up before it even renders. They're not going to wait 9 seconds. This is Google, right? I'm not making this up. You can do this yourself. So Google wants to see it faster on a mobile phone. A developer. Yeah. This is me saying to my developer, make it 3 seconds, right? And it takes them a day or two or three, and then it's 3 seconds.
They just need to optimize it. That's for right. Your cell phone use.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So, like back here, these things have a big impact on that too. So, systematically addressing this, then that, and that gets this down little by little. All right. By the way, the moment that you bring it up, your browser on your phone caches it, so the second time it'll be faster.
Oh, okay.
You've probably gone to it before, right? So,
oh, I see.
But again, it's Google. It's not.
It does have a Suite 100, and we're calling our code tenant is Suite 100. We are 300.
Gotcha. 300. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're not very good on mobile.
No, not great. It's 9 seconds, and this is a Google screenshot. Google says that it estimates 29% of the people on mobile aren't sticking around for the web page to render. That's a lot of loss.
Yeah, that's dependent on the type of phone you use, or is that in general?
In particular, the bandwidth. And they use, this is Google here. It assumes 3G. But the reality is a lot of people have 4G. 5G is actually coming out this year.
Yeah, I saw the commercial from AT&T.
Yeah. 5G's. It's going to take a while to ramp up, but.
What corrects that?
What corrects this? This is our developer getting in and figuring out why it's slow. And it's things like this. These things slow down the website. And sometimes it slows it down more for mobile than for desktop. Something that we see a lot is big images. Big images take a long time to download over broadband. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right. We're getting kind of into the home stretch here. This is what's called SSL. This gives you your HTTPS. We look at that and make sure you've got it. You do have it. You're good to go here. And you're good to go until April of 2019. It's called an SSL, which stands for Secure Socket Layer. But what it does is it gives you this HTTPS. It's a secure connection between the browser and the server. So anything that goes across the internet is encrypted. It's very important for things like when you log into the back end of your website with a username and password. If it's not encrypted, then your username and password are going across the internet to who knows what server, unprotected.
So it expires what date?
April 10th, 2019. So if you don't have someone that's taking care of that, then you've got a situation coming up.
Okay.
Right? We renew these for our clients. All right, and then, did I skip over one? Yeah, here. Buyer experience. The buyer experience is very subjective. Right? This is all basically just my opinion. Right? But the buyer experience is, how does it look? How does it feel? What could it be improved upon? We could use software to see how people use the website, but without having that software installed on your website, this is my intuition. Right? So, on the left, you have the desktop view. On the right, you have the mobile view. So I already said I like the brand. I think that things like the logo look great. Very nice, very modern, very clean. But there's a couple things that I think could be improved upon. I think this image here is a stock image. You'll probably see this in different places around the internet. Not that that's a bad thing. But a better image would be a picture of the three of you and whoever else you think should be in this picture with the office behind you. Or maybe like at the water, right? Okay. A picture that actually communicates something about you.
It personalizes it,
right? Exactly. So I'm not a big fan of the stock image. Lead with the people in your organization. That's the most important thing, right? I talk about your identity statement. That's this up here. Right, it's almost black, but it's a gray on a gray background. It's hard to read. Usually you don't have your identity statement. This is like your brand statement. You don't typically have it on the top of every page. You typically have it very big and above the fold. The fold is like where it goes below the browser window. Really big here. It's supposed to be a big, bold statement about what you do. The shorter, the better. Right? That just describes who you are in a nutshell. It's not typical to be up here. So I would move that around a little bit and make it bigger. I like the brackets, which you can kind of see it here. I think that's really cool. We actually have that in our logo as well, the brackets. And I like how it animates. So when the page comes up, it kind of resolves in. I think that's really cool. Actually, I had my developer look at it. I was like, yeah, I want it. Ours to do that. So that was good. But what I didn't like was, you can see right here, the number sticks up above the bracket. So there's a couple places where there's text or numbers, and it goes above that. I think that bracket should contain it. It's aesthetics. Is someone else going to like, are they not going to hire you because of that? Probably not. They won't care, but it's an opportunity to just kind of get it right. Oh, and then I don't know if I took a screenshot, but about halfway down, there's a section with a lot of text, and it's got tweets in there, and the tweets are old tweets that you tweeted a long time ago. There's a lot going on in like the middle section of the homepage. I think that should just kind of be cleaned up a little bit. Your menuing system, this is how people get around your website. I think there's some opportunities to make this simpler. As an example, I don't think you can click on services and go to services. You have to expand it first, and then you go to the sub menu item. You should just let them click and go. Really easy. Careers. When it comes to a website, you need to think about who the primary audience is. Right? Who's the one person that you want to speak to, or the one kind of person? Is it a business owner? Is it of a particular industry? Is it someone looking for a job? What's the purpose of your website? Who's the audience? And everything should revolve around that person. Everything else comes secondary. Now, if you're looking to hire people very aggressively, I'd say keep that there. If that's a secondary purpose, a secondary audience, move it to the footer. All right? Make this just as simple as possible. And then, okay, I've got some other screenshots. Contact us page. Look, I'm being nitpicky here. That's kind of my job in this situation. I didn't like this photo because it's not here. So what is this photo trying to relay? If it's not geographically correct, because this is in Hampton Roads, but not in mountains, what's it trying to relay? It's trying to relay a phone booth. So you see part of a phone booth, but it's an antiquated representation of calling us, right? There's a better opportunity here. There's a much better picture you could put here. Again, you lead with the images. The image tells, image is worth 1,000 words. Here you have the email address. This is like a zoom in from like below where it has like all of your different offices. You got the email address here, I'd get that out. That's just leading to spam. The spam bots come through, they see an email address, they're gonna email you. If people wanna contact you in written form, that's what the contact us form is for. Plus this is trackable. Right? You know everyone that's submitted, and when they submitted, it goes into the database and then you get the email. If someone just emails you, it doesn't go into a database anywhere. It's just out there in email land somewhere, right? All right. I thought I took a picture of, I guess not. Industries, on the industries page, it's really just a list of industries, and there's a lot of them. So I thought I had a screenshot, I guess not. I would reconsider that page. Because it's really literally just a list of like 20 different industries. I mean, it's almost every industry. So if you're listing every industry, you're not listing a specialization. You're talking to everybody, which means you're not talking really to anybody. There may be a better way to list out your industries, and I would take it out of here if that's not a big thing of yours, if you don't specialize. We look at broken hyperlinks. So these are hyperlinks you have in your website that don't work anymore, kind of like that Google Plus one. And actually, that came up. It's right here. That's the broken link. So we scan every single web page and we look for hyperlinks that don't work anymore. And there were 38 of them. Google knows about these. It doesn't like them. People don't like them when they click on them, right? So these are things that we would fix. We scan these, our websites every single night. If there's a broken link, we either fix it because it's an internal link. If it's external, we can't figure out where it's supposed to go, we'll contact you and say, hey, there's a link to the BBB site. What do you want to do with it? This is kind of a behind-the-scenes technical thing. It's called console errors. You don't have any. That's good, but we check for those. Sometimes it's nothing but red, which is bad, obviously. Cool. So recommendations for the website. I would replace those stock photos with real photographs of the staff and the office and the cities that you're in that you take with your people in meaningful places, right? Waterside, the Virginia Beach oceanfront, in front of King Neptune. Have your staff go down there one day, right? Wherever you think is appropriate. Simplify that menu, declutter wherever possible, things like the long list of industries, right? This is, you just want to make it really easy for people to find what they're after. And then the last thing is, we already talked about this a little bit, track and record phone calls. Right. So the reason I do all this is not so much to poke holes and, like, you know, make you feel bad about what you're doing or anything like that. It's so that now I know where the holes are and I can give you a recommendation that makes sense. Right? It's kind of like when you look at my previous tax returns. You understand my situation and now you know what I need going forward. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know and we may answer it here. Reach out at marketersandon.com. See you next time.